Penguin Random House Audio presents Ravencliff by Carol Goodman. Read for you by Leslie Belair. To Nora, my history muse. 1. When I decided to work at the Henry Street Settlement House for the summer, I'd been told that part of my job might entail navigating the Lower East Side tenement houses where our clients lived. But I'd never pictured myself leaping from rooftop to rooftop, or chasing after an escaped changeling. I thought I'd left all that behind at Blythewood. But now that's exactly what I was doing, running hell for leather, leaping over the dividing walls between rooftops. It had started that morning at Henry Street with an unexpected guest. I was leaning out my office window, trying to catch a breeze, watching a gang of boys whose damp and tattered clothing suggested they had been swimming off the piers. I envied them. Even if the East River smelled, the currents were deadly, and bloated bodies occasionally bobbed to its slick, greasy surface. It would be worth it to feel cool water on my skin. I pulled the damp, limp lawn of my shirt waist away from my tightly laced corset and closed my eyes. If only I could sail out this window and wing my way over the tar paper roofs and water towers out to the river. If only I could fly. A memory of a dark-eyed boy who had carried me up into the air on his ebony wings flitted through my mind. Raven. The last time I'd seen him, he had fled from me. Sure, I saw him as a monster. But really, I had only reacted to him as I did because I had been afraid that I was one. Now I might never get a chance to tell him I'd been wrong. The memory of him was so real I could almost feel the beat of his wings stirring the stale air around me and hear the rustle of feathers. I did hear rustling. I turned around, but of course it wasn't Raven.